The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, so while we're gathering, it might be a good idea just to meditate a little bit while everyone's gathering, just for a few minutes, to settle ourselves, to come to arrive here with each other. So take a meditative posture if you like. And a great master Thukhu Urgyen always used to say, let your mind rest in your body as your body is resting in your chair. So let the mind just drop down and rest in the body, awareness in the body. Awareness is so warm and kind and vast. It's healing energy, just to be aware of the body. Not holding on to anything, just letting the awareness be. Aware of the top of your head. And you notice the top of your head relaxes when you're aware of it. And when we are aware of our face, the muscles of the eyes soften. And the jaw softens. Back of the head, feeling the warmth on the back of your neck and your throat. And down through your shoulders, the area where we carry a lot of tension between the neck and the shoulders, letting the warm sun of awareness get in there, get in those crevices that are tense. And I apologize about the noise. There's some construction going on next door. And aware of the front of your torso. Softening your feelings in the heart area. Letting the warm sun shine on your feelings, your belly, in the back of your torso, upper back, lower back, just getting more and more relaxed. And aware of your arms, hands. Notice how the fingers respond to the warmth of this awareness. Aware of the seat. On your chair, your seat, and your thighs. Have the thighs open and relax to this healing energy. And the calves, ankles, and feet, and toes. and letting the energy permeate your entire body, this energy of warm, luminous, knowing. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you. So it's so good to see everyone. It's so good to see each other. Enjoy each other. Enjoy ourselves. We're here together in a kind of a refuge. They call it the refuge of Sangha. And a refuge is safe, warm, very reliable. We all wish you the best. We wish you to be free of suffering. And we wish for you to be happy and at ease. We all wish this for each other. So that's the refuge of Sangha. So, I went for a walk today. I always, every day, I take a walk. I highly recommend it. Take a walk in nature. In streets, in cars too, but nature's always there. There are trees all over New York City. And sky is always there, wherever you are, wherever you live. There's always a sky nearby. And I was walking down this one street, and I heard this voice say, "Hello." And I couldn't see anybody, and then I looked, and there was someone sitting in a car. And it was such a sweet little voice that said hello, and it got my interest. So I went over to the car and I said, "Hello, how are you?" And she started to tell me she was waiting. She was going to be working in a house nearby. But before she works, she always likes to stop and park and look at the trees. And then her love for trees, it was like a Dharma talk on trees, came out of her naturally, just because it was so much part of her being. She said, "This is such a beautiful street. There's so many beautiful trees." And she just loves trees. And I forget all that she said, but she just really, she was enraptured with trees and went on and on. And she was saying that she noticed that people of a different nationality from her, she would see them while she was looking at the tree. She'd see them go up to a tree and put their chest up to the tree. And I said, "Do you hug trees?" And she said, "Yes, she hugs trees." Later today, I hugged a tree. But, you know, the energy of trees. You know, some trees have these gigantic trunks and this gnarly, beautiful gnarly bark. Powerful. And it just seems to me that trees are kind. They just are there, beautifully decked out at this time of year with green leaves. Mingyur Rinpoche, he's been on a ton of retreats, years and years, but he went on a five-year wandering retreat. He actually snuck out of his monastery in the middle of the night. Nobody knew it. He had a few rupees in his pocket. He left his robes, his monk's robes, and just wore regular clothes and just went, caught the train to a horrible experiences on a train, in Indian trains. He writes about it. It's a great book, by the way. It's called In Love with the World. I highly recommend it. It's the best book I've ever read, other than Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And he describes this adventure. But one thing he describes is that happened to him. He was at the same park where Buddha had his enlightenment in Sarnath. He did a wandering retreat through Buddhist destinations and into the Himalayas and on and on. But anyhow, he was in Sarnath and he got food poisoning and he all but died. He was pretty much dead, lying there. Somebody picked him up and took him to a hospital. And he revived. And when he opened his eyes, he saw trees. And he said it was as if the trees were love. That was his experience. So I was just thinking today after this talk with this woman, right, and I started really looking at trees and experiencing the warmth, the love of trees. And and thinking, you know, trees are, they're so accepting. You know, you can walk among trees and think anything you want to think, feel anything you want to feel, do anything, and the trees are just there with their strong, gnarly, beautiful trunks and their leaves, bare branches in winter. Just steadfast. And you know, this wonderful teaching, you don't have to do anything. You can be the tree to yourself. You can be your own tree. And you can just be with yourself. And accept yourself like a tree accepts you. We can do this. We don't have to create some special mental state or some special emotional state. We go through our lives. We have operations. We get sick. Everything happens. But this, through everything that we go through, this tree, this love, this awareness is always with us. And, you know, I used a couple of examples to get access to, you know, this very descriptive few phrases by Nyingma that, you know, if it's so great, you know, why aren't we happy all the time? Well, she's, you know, it's so close, this warmth, this awareness, the sky is like the awareness, it's vast, and the trees are like the warmth, but it's so close, it's just who we are. So we don't see it. It's like, you know, if you're wearing glasses and you can't find your glasses because they're on the top of your head, it's right here. It's so kind, we don't accept it, is her words, so warm. We don't accept the warmth that's always here. So simple, we don't believe it. It's just boom, right now, here, we're conscious, and this is good. And so profound, we can't fathom it, we don't fathom it. So I suggested in the letter something about, just think about how you are with a friend, or how we are with each other right now. You're just there. You're just here right now. We're here with each other right now. Or you're just there with a friend. And how is that for you? There's some presence. There's presence here, and there's warmth here, and there's kindness. It's just natural. It's spontaneous. And our mind might wander off when, you know, the friend's talking in the week, but we come back. We always come back. Or I did hospice. Bedside practice for many, many years, and how you are with someone who's sick. Just think of yourself when you're with someone. You've probably all been with someone sitting at the bedside who's sick or dying. And how are you? You know, just naturally, you're present, you're there, and kind. And I remember we have some yoga practitioners here who know a lot about Shavasana, the corpse pose, which is the final pose in a yoga in a yoga practice, and the instruction the yoga pose, the corpse pose, is do nothing. And I remember that that pose. I did it a lot when I was, before meditation, I was doing yoga. And things process. They, you know, it's not as if your mind stops. It's not as if you're feeling a certain thing. And since I've been thinking about these teachings, I've been lying on my bed and just being conscious of, you know, lying on my bed. I recommend it. Just lie back on your bed, flat on your back, and let that be your meditation. And like in corpse pose. Without fighting anything, you know, just thoughts come and thoughts go. Emotions come, maybe emotions go. Fear comes, but you're just lying there. So these are just pointers to actually experiencing what Nagumo was talking about. And this is what we can do anytime, anywhere, with anyone. We can just relax, like you are maybe now. And your mind might be wandering off, but that's okay. You come back. And whatever you're feeling is okay. We're all here holding you in our awareness. And you're holding yourself and each other in this kind awareness. And according to Buddhism, this is where freedom is. The freedom is in the allowing of what we might call suffering, grasping at something, pushing away something, just allowing it, not fighting with it. So let's do another meditation. So again, please take a meditative posture. And let's begin with just settling. Let your body relax. Let your mind relax. It's said that the better the relaxation, the better the meditation. And be aware of your body. You know, let the aperture of awareness expand. It's always expanded, but we narrow it. So just let it naturally be expansive without effort. Unaware kind of sweet, caring presence. Just here, not even meditating, just being here. Like you would if you were lying on a bed. Just lying there without any effort. You don't have to try to be aware. Awareness is always present. We just don't recognize it much of the time, but it's always here. And it's something we can attune to. Like we're tuning into the awareness station. The static can still be there, but we recognize the awareness station. Now try a little experiment. Remember how it is when you're present. Sometimes this happens, and you're present just naturally present with a dear friend or somebody you care about. It could be a child, could be a pet. Could be somebody in your sangha. And that, notice how you are with them. You're just holding space with them. But there's a palpable sense of care. It's just there. An awake, caring presence. It's just natural. It's not some big, huge event. It happens all the time. Like I was there with that lady in her car telling me about trees. I was just there, and she was just there with me. Now change channels a bit and think of being with someone who's having a hard time. And you're just listening to them. You're just there for them. You're fully present. There's a natural, spontaneous sense of care, kindness, compassion, but it's natural. It's spontaneous. Effortless. This awake, caring presence is particularly vivid when we're sitting with someone who's dying, if you've ever had that experience. Just there with them. And see if you can bring that same caring presence to your own body. You're just holding space, being present. But there's a sense of care infusing that. Relax a little bit more and allow that warmth to infuse your body, infuse your experience. then just rest. Nothing particular needs to happen here. There's no special state of mind. Or anything in your body that can or should needs to happen. It's just like being there. Like you are with a close friend or a loved one sitting by the bedside of someone who's ill. Being with yourself, being with your body, being with your mind. And letting whatever happens, no matter how messy it might be, let the mess happen. And you're still there. Present, continuing to rest. You can hold this caring presence toward your mind. The mind that gets distracted, wanders off, and the mind that inevitably comes back, that notices distraction. The mind that has all sorts of memories and thoughts and emotional reactions, just let all that happen. Like you are with your friend. Just holding space. Being present with that sense of care, concern, even love. Now you can slowly open your eyes. And continuing to rest for a few moments. And see all the faces on the screen. With that sense of presence. Warmth, care, and extending it to them. And opening to them extending it to you right now. Feeling that sense of connection to everything, to your environment. So it's a wonderful practice to share how you are with each other. We'll do that now. We'll go into small groups to share your own experience, to be listened to. It's a wonderful experience to be listened to. And it's a wonderful experience to listen. So I know sometimes it's hard to speak out into a group. It's, there are fear lists, like the 10 worst things. It's always number one, speaking in front of a public group. It's ahead of such horrible things. But anyhow, do it anyhow if you can, you know, just speak out, because it's so wonderful to be listened to. And it's so wonderful to listen. So we can give this to each other, and we can share our wisdom more so with each other, the sharing of Dharma. We learn from each other. And it's amazing how much wisdom is shared between all of us wise elders. It's amazing. I'm just, every time I meet with a group, I'm knocked out by it. It's just